it's come, it's gone. It almost feels like a blur.
Yeah, it went by too fast. But it was amazing. To do a stunt over the falls was amazing. I understand why so many people are drawn to it. When I first got up there, excuse me, it was way more windy than I expected. So when after John and I landed, I turned to my husband and I was like, you know what, I respect you so much more, because he actually walked in the middle of that with the mist and all that wind. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the record was the record goal today was 300 feet. Did we accomplish that?
You know what? I haven't talked to the pilot yet, yes. But I believe we were well higher than that.
Yeah.
I know we were at least 300, because he was told make sure you maintain at least 300.
Well, you 5 years ago were up there in the mist and the breeze. Tell me how much of what you remember you shared with Erin Dina for her preparations.
As much as I could. However, I'm also was a little reserved, because I know her abilities, and if I told her too much, she probably would have said, you know what, forget it, I'm not going out there. So within reason, obviously knowing that she would be safe either way. But I told her what she needed to know to accomplish the goal, and she did it.
And you talked about wanting to bring some attention to Niagara Falls, and you have certainly done that. I mean, Exhibit A among the media that were here to interview was Inside Edition, a nationally syndicated show. The family still is very fond of the city.
Oh, absolutely. There's, as I said, 5 years ago, I left a piece of my heart here that'll always be here when I made that walk over the falls. So we'll always be tied to this area, now even more married to this area, now that we've both broken world records or set records and done things that no one in the world have ever done in this region.
Erin Dina, when you're up there, obviously you have to concentrate on the stunt, but how much room is there to just kind of step back and enjoy the moment, enjoy the view and the people who are looking up and waving to you? Tell me about balancing the concentration and the fun.
Yeah, so this is something that I've done my entire life. I started performing when I was 5 years old, and you sort of learn how to do all of that growing up, but there was a point where I kept on trying to get Nicholas's attention, because I wanted to go a little bit closer to the crowd and do a little bit more, because that's what I do. I love the crowd, and I love to see them enjoy what I do. And when it comes to concentrating, it's just so natural. I mean, you have to. But you are also able to sort of lose yourself for a moment in doing what you love to do.
You made the comment that you could be up there all day.
I could, yeah. Once I got a little comfortable and we were higher up and it wasn't moving so much, yeah.
Now you got a special thing coming up Friday. You have a son who is graduating boot camp.
That's right, extremely special. He will be a Marine tomorrow morning. So we will be getting on a plane here in the next couple hours and heading to Parris Island, where he has been training for the last 2.5 months. We've had nothing but letters written to us. We haven't communicated with him at all other than via letters for the last couple months. So it's gonna be exciting to be able to see him again, pick him up, give him a hug, and tell him how proud we are of him.
And next for you is the Big Apple Circus.
That's correct. Yeah, we'll be going on tour with Big Apple Circus. We actually open in October, end of October, in New York City at Lincoln Center. And we'll be touring all over the country and coming to a town near you.
Mr. and Mrs. Walenda, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks.